You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, in keeping with today's theme, we're going to be talking about technology. The first half of the show, we talked about Emerge Americas and how they're bringing the technology coast here to South Florida with a huge national event. And now we're going to talk about the technology of you. That's right, we're going to talk about the anti-aging process, getting your body healthy and ready to perform. We've got my good friend, Dr. Mark Zook here. He's the founder of Rewind Anti-Aging Group. Mark, who'd you bring with you today?
I brought my my best friend, my partner, and the administrator of the practice. His name is Brian Burke.
Now, you know, let's talk a little bit about what I've done to prepare for coming on the show, what we did this morning, and what does all that mean to me? I guess we could start out with, I went and had to have a blood test. Why'd I have to go get another blood test?
Well, Jim, I looked at, remember I first asked you for that blood test a couple weeks back. It took you a little while, but you finally got it to me. And when I looked at it, I was frightened because I didn't see anything there. There was no information.
Wait a minute. They told me I had low cholesterol and that I didn't have high blood pressure. What do you mean there was no information there?
Oh, well, listen, we had cholesterol. It wasn't low. It was actually a little bit high. We had a few other variables that we look at, but it was missing some of the key factors that we're looking for in a middle-aged guy like you.
Oh, come on. I don't feel middle-aged.
What can I tell you? Most people come to us, and what we've realized that there's an epidemic of middle-aged people who are just tired, and they're at the prime of their life, and they're missing all the energy they need.
Yeah, that's my real question is, you know, I get up in the morning, you know, like every animal guy that I know at like 5:30, 6, 4 o'clock sometimes, whatever, right? Today a little earlier because I had to go to an event. And then I pound coffee. And I drink the healthiest shake that I know how to make. I mean, it's got all these fruits in it. It's got these fabulous things like chia and all this stuff that my wife reads on all the pop culture sites. But you're telling me that maybe I'm not handling it just the right way, that I'm really fighting with myself? What's going on?
Jim, one of the things that we find...
Brian, lean into the mic a little bit, bro.
One of the things that we find with a lot of our clients is that they eat a lot of fruits and a lot of things that they believe are healthy based on what they read in literature and what doctors are telling them, but they don't really have a sense for what it does to them from a physiological standpoint. And we tend to think of fruit as additional sugar. So when you're eating sugar all day long, you're basically creating ups and downs of your blood sugar levels. Your body creates more insulin, and as a result of that, it has the ability to store more fat.
Listen, I go through every day. It's a whipsaw to me, up and down and left and right, and oh my God, I feel great. Oh my God, I don't feel so great. And then I go to the gym, and I just crank it for 2 hours, and I think that, oh wow, I'm in such great shape. How am I wrong?
Well, the fact is the first foundation of our process is we take a look at your diet. In your case, you eat too many carbs and you don't eat enough protein and you don't eat enough healthy fat. And food is the foundation, it's the fuel for your body. Secondly, you're trying to go to the gym and you're going with an unloaded gun because your hormone levels aren't where they were at 20 years ago. So think about it when you were 20 years old and you used to go to the gym and you used to weightlift and all of a sudden, you know, 6 months down the road, you were ripped and you were going to the beach and you had a six pack. Now, as a middle-aged man like you're... Like we all are here, we have hormone levels of 40 to 50.
Mark's almost a middle-aged guy.
He's pretty though. He's pretty. but we go to the gym and I like to say we're working twice as hard for half the results. And what happens is after 6 months of working out and seeing no results, you throw up your hands into the air and you say, you know what? I'd rather be drinking a margarita down at the pool, and you stop working out, and then your condition gets progressively worse.
Or you get injured. You know, so my real question is, how can I get the most traction, the most productivity from my workout? You know, and I'm sure that there's all kinds of different little things that you can do. In fact, Mark, you sent me an envelope with these gummy bears. What was that all about?
Great question, Jim. What I sent you was a supplement that I'm very interested in, and it happens to be something called tadalafil. And it's the same molecule that's found in the well-known drug Cialis. And the reason why I
really... I want to chop wood, not...
I gotcha. Well, look, what everyone knows is that Cialis is used for erectile dysfunction. What they don't know is the reason why it works for erectile dysfunction is it because it affects your whole vascular system. It's actually a circulation booster, and we like to promote the use of daily tadalafil for general well-being, for vascular health, and of course as a pre-workout supplement.
So then my question would be is, now you've done my blood work, I didn't take the gummy bears because I was worried. So is it healthy for me? Is it okay for me to take the gummy bears, and when do I take them?
Yeah, I think it's healthy for everyone to take them, especially someone like yourself, middle-aged, you're a little bit heavier, your blood pressure's
Everybody says I'm thin.
We'd like to get you a lot thinner.
I promise I'm down for that.
In any case, we promote low-dose daily tadalafil to anyone middle-aged because it protects your arteries. It affects the biggest organ in your body. It's called the endothelium, and that's the lining of your arteries.
You sound like a doctor.
That's what I am.
I know. I'm just giving you the softball there. Now, so we talked about what the gummy bears are. Is it too late for me to start? Is it too early for somebody? When should somebody start doing their maintenance procedure on their number one business tool?
I'll tell you what, it is never too late to start. What we find is a lot of guys come to us with low energy, and what we're trying to do—
How about ladies?
And ladies. But we find at the moment, more of our men are coming to us. As a result, by the way, every time that we are successful in changing a male's life, they find their life partner, and they end up bringing their life partner into the office, and then we change her life.
So she can keep up.
Exactly. Well, and also, I hate to say it, there starts to be a couple inequity because a lot of guys in our program start getting in fantastic shape, and the women, if they're not following a similar program, are feeling a little, I won't say insecure, but when they see someone lose 20, 30, 40 pounds and they haven't made any progress, they want to make progress themselves.
I think that's probably a much more politically correct way to say it because we do have a 50-50 group listening. Now, Mark, what's another thing that my blood test, we digressed a lot, but what else did you find when you looked at my blood test? Because I'm just a normal guy. I get the normal blood test that my doctor says. My doctor says, you're great, see you again in 6 months, a year. What are they missing? And I'm not criticizing the PCPs. They just have a different focus.
They do. They focus on disease. We take a different approach. We focus on wellness. And for that reason, we look for key wellness indicators. And they happen to be the hormones that are floating around your body that basically regulate every process. And that includes testosterone. That includes DHEA, which is the hormone made by your kidneys. It includes vitamin D. It includes something called insulin-like growth factor, and there's others. But basically what we're doing is we're looking at all these key indicators, and we want to see where you are as far as your numbers are concerned, and are you in the optimal range for your age?
Now, I don't necessarily want to live forever. I don't think anybody really does when you realize what that would mean. But I think that everybody wants to live longer and better, and the person that's most, well... It's my health is, and wellness is a partnership between myself and my partner. And what I'd like to do is I want to go to break, and then I want to come back, and I want to talk about how my partner, who is down for this, how we're going to get her involved and what she can do, what everybody's partner can do to help them have a healthier, better life starting tomorrow. And with that, I'm going to ask Juan to play a little music. We'll be right back. We're going to have a great discussion about how everybody's partner can help them feel better tomorrow.